NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Tuesday evening, August 11th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Kontron AG. All conditions of the mandatory tender offer of Enocon Corporation are met. Settlement will take place shortly. Kontron AG announces that all conditions of the mandatory tender offer by Enocon Corporation have been met, with settlement scheduled for August 20, 2026. Enocon will hold 48.36% of Kontron's shares post-offer, maintaining independence. The existing management will focus on technological leadership and expanding the software and solutions segment, aiming for €40 million in synergies through cooperation with Foxconn Enocon.
CBO strengthens position in 3D metal printing, expanded capacity in the US and the UK. Award for 3D SBO AG is expanding its 3D metal printing capacity in the US and the UK, with 7 new printers by September. The subsidiary 3T Additive Manufacturing received the Tech SME of the Year. This move strengthens SBO's position in the additive manufacturing market, projected to reach $4.8 billion by 2030.
IUTE advances its digital banking platform with IUTE Market. IUTE Group has enhanced its digital banking platform, MyUTE, with the introduction of IUTE Market, an integrated commerce service. By combining everyday commerce with payments, financing, banking, and insurance, MyUTE aims to provide a comprehensive platform for customers' financial needs. With over 247,000 active customers and 1.75 million app downloads, IUTE continues to expand its services. IUTE Market will be gradually introduced in all markets, starting with Albania and North Macedonia.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OPFI Inquo 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OPFI Inquo for 2Q26 results. Despite weaker 2Q26 results affecting near-term earnings, the longer-term outlook remains unchanged. Management focuses on balance sheet strength, unit economics, and risk-adjusted returns, with controlled expenses and improving charge-offs indicating a solid model. Anticipated LOC launch, Lola migration, and BNCC approval are key drivers for growth.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. 2Q26 results, showing revenue at the high end of guidance despite challenges. Revenue increased 8% year-by-year and 15% quarter-by-quarter to $29,500,000, with adjusted EBITDA loss narrowing. The company is moving past restructuring, supported by on-demand growth and initial Surf OS revenue. Management reaffirmed FY26 guidance, expecting sequential earnings improvement in 3Q26.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc. 2Q26 dollars. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc., reporting revenue of $320,100,000 in 2Q26 dollars, with adjusted EPS of $0.20 matching estimates. Core Nu Skin gross margin improved to 77.7%. Management lowered fiscal year 26 revenue guidance to $1,280 million, $1,350 million, and adjusted EPS to $0.70, $0.90, focusing on margin improvement and cost optimization for 2027 growth. Prism IO adoption and Salesforce productivity are key drivers for the future. Greenland Mines, GRML, commences 2026. Drilling at Skarsgård Project. The company mobilized equipment and infrastructure with the arrival of its support vessel, Argus. Diamond drill rigs are in operation, and the first holes are expected to be completed soon. The 2026 field program aims to enhance the Skyegard mineral resource and move the project towards its next phase of development.
NPI highlights Newtopia Now's growing role in natural products innovation. Nutritional Products International, NPI, highlighted the growing role of Newtopia Now in the natural products industry as industry leaders prepare to gather in Denver from Crone, August 18th to 20th, 2026. NPI founder Mitch Gould, with decades of experience in health and wellness, emphasized the value of events like Newtopia Now in connecting emerging brands with key players in the market. The event will feature brands across various categories and introduce an international pavilion showcasing Brazilian brands, reflecting the global interest in the U.S. South market.
VT USA expands retail distribution to 20-plus major U.S. grocery chains. VT USA has expanded its retail distribution to over 20 major U.S. grocery chains, including Walmart and Publix. The premium microwavable rice brands ready-to-eat trays are now available nationwide, solidifying its position in the consumer packaged goods industry. This expansion follows the full operation of VT's $36 million production facility in Selma, North Carolina, meeting the increased demand for its high-quality rice products. Lyft Fund launches $10,000 grants for Hill Country flood-hit small businesses. Lyft Fund has launched a $10,000 grant program for small businesses affected by recent floods in the Texas Hill Country. The organization has already provided over $17 million in grants and loans to businesses in the area. The initiative aims to support early-stage founders, veterans, and creative entrepreneurs who may have been overlooked by traditional banks. More information is available at liftfund.com.
Kaufman & Company launches Bridgestar.ai, a new client and borrower portal. Kaufman & Company launches Bridgestar.ai, a new client and borrower portal. The platform provides direct visibility into deal status, documents, and communication with the Kaufman & Company team. Founder and CEO Daniel Kaufman announced the portal, allowing partners to track progress, access documents, and communicate securely. This move signifies a shift towards a more transparent, self-service relationship with borrowers and partners in real estate development, private credit, and infrastructure.
Crime Ledger expands leadership team with appointment of Leslie O'Neill and Ankur Rakshit, names Chuck Thompson to board of directors. Crime Ledger expands its leadership team with the appointment of Leslie O'Neill as Chief Risk and Compliance Officer, Ankur Rakshit as Chief Financial Officer, and Chuck Thompson to the board of directors. These seasoned leaders bring decades of experience in compliance, finance, and capital markets, positioning the company for continued growth and credibility in the digital asset advisory sector.
Mining news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited commences 2026 drilling at Skyegard project. Greenland Mines Limited has started drilling at its Skyegard project in southeast Greenland. The support vessel Argus has arrived, equipment is ashore, and drill rigs are operating. The 2026 field program aims to upgrade the mineral resource, connect metallurgical studies, and gather environmental data. The team plans to execute the program over the next 2 months. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. WWF calls for limiting the environmental cost of the energy transition. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, is urging for measures to limit the environmental costs of the global transition to renewable energy sources like solar and wind. Companies like Frontieras North America Inc. are exploring innovative ways to reduce emissions from heavy industries, such as mining. WWF's call comes as the journey towards a renewable energy-powered world faces challenges in minimizing its environmental impact. Virginia moves to make data centers meet the cost of power system upgrades. Virginia is taking steps to ensure that data centers cover the costs of power system upgrades, addressing concerns from communities about rising electricity bills. This change in response to the rapid expansion of data centers could impact major tech companies like Microsoft Corp. It remains to be seen how they will react to this shift in state regulations.
Fuel cell buses and trucks drive growing demand for green hydrogen. Heavy-duty transportation sees increasing support for hydrogen fuel cell technology due to long driving ranges, quick refueling, and reliable operation. Entities like Max Power Mining Corp. are capitalizing on the rising demand for green hydrogen in the transport sector, creating new market opportunities.
How Chinese EVs are minimizing the adverse effects of the Hormuz closure. China's vast fleet of battery electric vehicles is helping to mitigate the impact of the Hormuz Strait closure on oil demand. With millions of electric cars on the road, companies like Massimo Group are also seeing increased sales. Green Car Stocks focuses on the EV and green energy sector, providing access to a wide network for effective communication strategies. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
EDEE DEI Bills LLC launches with $500 million commitment to acquire ski resorts in distressed Mountain X assets across North America. The Cheyenne, Wyoming-based company is targeting ski real estate with acquisitions already in progress. DEC Builds aims to fill the gap in the market by revitalizing independent mountains in need of capital and operational expertise. Founder Daniel Kaufman stated, "We know how to execute a turnaround and are bringing that discipline to ski resorts and mountain communities." Kaufman Real Estate and Consulting launches Land Briefing, a national land opportunity watch list for developers and investors. Kaufman Real Estate and Consulting has launched Land Briefing, a national land opportunity watch list for developers and investors. The platform ranks U.S. South metros on momentum, employer catalysts, affordability, and supply risk, providing a starting point before land opportunities become obvious. Users can adjust weighting sliders to match their investment thesis, with markets grouped into buy window, selective, steady, and caution or wait tiers. The platform also offers live watchlist scores and notes for clients and partners.
Well, that today, one thing that we know is this is, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.